Good evening, everyone. It's nice sitting with you tonight. Such a pleasure. So sweet. Sweetest part of the day. Better than coffee. Better than morning coffee. How about that? Yeah. That's good. So, trust. We just heard a poem about trust, and so important because that's really what we're all trying to open to, is that trust of ourselves, trusting ourselves. And that's not easy. I've thought maybe the reason it's difficult for us is we haven't spent much time getting to know ourselves. And I truly think in getting to know ourselves is to love ourselves. And so here we are. And we're about to end. Well, I still have several sessions I want to talk about how to sustain our practice. But the last four items on your list, on that document, they kind of intertwine with one another. So I probably won't separate them, but kind of bring them together. But they're dealing with emotions, and that's certainly something we've been talking about. And about dropping the story from our head and going to the body, the feeling of the body, and living our lives in that way instead of conceptualizing it through the mind. Studying the nature of the mind. The nature of the mind is so very complex, and it definitely needs consciousness. It needs for us to be conscious of the mind because it can cause us our most suffering. And then the last one was mind states. What are we saying to ourselves? And that's important because that's getting to know ourselves as we are right now, with the good and the bad and the ugly. And so we continue to rain on the aspects of our lives when we can remember. And this can be done all during the day. Maybe not all four steps, but recognizing and allowing, bringing consciousness to what is actually happening in any given moment. And allowing. You know, just that word allowing relaxes the body. And then with our meditation, because with a quiet mind and a stillness, it's easier to investigate exactly what's going on inside. And then the end is all of that nurtures us in the sense that it's teaching us to see what's real. What's authentic, what we can trust. So another tool that is so important, or something we might want to try if we would like, is the inquiry, inquiring, asking questions. And it's a way to allow intrinsic wisdom to arise. And if it's true what the Buddha says, that it's all within us, it's already here, right here. Jan Fraser says, closer than close. If only we knew, she said, it is closer than close. So, we're looking at things that maybe has not yet had a chance to come forth and inform us. And there are things that we have ignored and or have not put forth the effort to open up to. And of course, that is the right effort, is to open to all of it, because that's where the freedom is. That's where the happiness begins to fill us. So in meditation practice, we calm our minds and we look into the true nature of things as they are. Oh, that's so radical, because it's like our so conditioned to believing the mind and to know that there's a possibility that there is so much more beyond the mind. Well, it can be overwhelming, or it could be a great adventure, because finding the true nature of things, including ourselves, leads to greater understanding, and greater understanding leads to less suffering and more happiness. And it liberates. It's an inner liberation. There's an ease that develops in our lives. Now, I know life is like this, and that's okay, but that's what's so precious about this practice, is it teaches us how to engage in all of life. It's all been given to us. You know, how dare we think that we should not have all the things that have been given to us? How dare us? No, I'm not going to shame us, because that's just part of waking up. So we're investigating, we're inquiring, and that tool in itself, it's not holy, but what it does is allows the mind and the body and the system to wake up, to possibilities. And so to investigate is to contemplate with a still mind, a silent mind. So the meditation helps us in that area. It actually helps us to illuminate what is cloudy and confusing within us. And so we explore and we discover what we have not yet noticed or understood. Now, I don't know about you, but that sustains my practice, in the sense that, yeah, the more I learn about myself, the more I want to know. I don't know when that kicks in, or if it, you know, kicks in, but it has for me. Tell me more about myself. But I have to feel safe and secure, and I have to feel like it's okay to be who I am. So this kind of inquiry provides us with the tools to free the mind from suffering and the pitfalls of what we have not examined in our life. And we're going to places that we, if we've been there, can't remember, places that maybe we've not been before. Not that they weren't there, but we hadn't been paying attention. I know one teacher will say, if you go to him and, you know, if you say you're bored, he'll say, well, you're not paying attention because there is nothing boring about life when we open to its entirety. And when we open to all of it. And without the wisdom that this practice brings us, doesn't bring us, it helps us open to what the wisdom that's within, but we can still be our worst critics. It's not necessary. So, and it's important because we are quiet and still to look at what we're saying to ourselves. Because the mind has to be managed, and it truly will over and over and over remind us of our unworthiness or how we've done it wrong in the past or our fear of doing it wrong in the future. And yet, we begin to touch that's all of it. All of it is important. Now, you may not have the wisdom to completely grok that, but we can open to that possibility. And so over the years, we each develop a particular blend of strategies to hide our flaws. I don't want you to see that. And nothing's wrong with wanting people to see you at your best. But what inhibits us is when we're afraid to be ourselves. And we compensate for what we believe is wrong with ourselves in a variety of different ways. So we create this content of who we think we are. And then we try to live our lives, not always, to promote that concept. And what it does, all that it does, is we're inauthentic. We're not authentic. We're playing a role of who we think we should be or want to be. And that's so sad because each of us as individuals, if we knew how precious that was, we would not hesitate to open to it all. So let's kind of practice inquiring tonight and exactly what that means. And again, carry that acronym RAIN with you everywhere you go. Sometimes recognizing and allowing is all that we get to, especially during the busy day, which is just fine, but just that bit of recognizing, bringing to, you don't have to do anything, but bring to your awareness, to consciousness, and then allowing, knowing it's okay. And then as we meditate and we go within, that investigation is easier. And we begin to see that to investigate what is actually going on happens to be within us. The feelings, all the things that are going around within us is being in the present moment. So taking life's elements to the head just gives us more stories and more nonsense. But when we can take what's happening to the body and experience life through the body, then we're in the present moment. We are living life 100%. Well, that's quite new to us, but it's what we practice, coming back to the body. And all of this nurtures us. This wisdom has a healing quality. And it's supportive. I can't tell you how, but all kinds of support. It's like when you really, really, really want to wake up, something happens. You know, it's like all of it is working with you and for you. So we can start by considering the parts of ourselves that we are pushing away, the parts that are difficult to look at. And of course, Tara Brach, she's the best at showing us or teaching us these important skills. And in her book, Radical Acceptance, she gives us some examples. And she says we can, at this moment, start opening ourselves for more truth. I want more truth. Give me truth. I remember when, and I still say this, that I really just want to know the truth. And I remember teachers saying, be careful with that. If you really want to know the truth, it's not what you think at all. And so but it's important that we have the message within us that we truly, genuinely want to wake up. We want to know who we are. And so Tara comes up with these questions. First, the ones about what we're saying to ourselves. And of course, the first one she says is, do I accept my body as it is? Well, boy, that's one thing in our in our society, because the media sets up one body and encourages all of us to look like that body. And how boring, you know, and in one sense, how boring that is. So, yeah, we do. We have a lot of dialogue about our bodies. Well, find out what you're saying. What are you saying about your body? Get to know what you're saying about your body. Get to know what you're expecting your body to be and do. Because right there is the rub. Right there is the rub. Because it truly is the acceptance that frees us. The ease of acceptance. So judging ourselves, all the crazy ways we do that. Remember last week I said there is no way we are privy to the information of what others are thinking of us. And yet we still play that game. Well, when he looked at me, he had this look on his face of disgust. You know, we just make up these stories about other people. We project, you know, people walk by us. And so that's to be noticed. That's to be noticed. And exactly how do we judge ourselves? And then we start looking at how we shame ourselves because we don't have, or we forget the wisdom, because we have the wisdom that it is all okay. We will all have bad thoughts. There is a meanness in all of us. We are judgmental. We have lusty thoughts. We are not those things. That's not who we are. We are with a mind and body that quite naturally these things arise. Now, what our job is to do is to see if they're true, but also know that that's part of life. And I don't have to react to it. I can recognize it and allow it and let it run its course, because we don't know where our thoughts come from and our judgments. But as we recognize these things, as we bring these things into our consciousness, quite naturally, we don't have to do anything but that, then it weakens it, because we begin to see it, grok it, in a way that we don't think that's who we are. We're not that meanness, that thought of meanness. Now, if we act there, then there's going to be suffering as a result of that. But if we just allow the nature, because it's just nature rising, oh, there's a meanness. Isn't that interesting? Oh, okay. Hello, meanness. But can you see why, if we don't have that deep wisdom, what we would do with that to ourselves? Oh, I'm a mean person. No, you're not. Oh, I'm so terrible, I judge. Well, no, you have a judging mind. But it's all okay. And our job is to accept it. And not accepting in a as a victim. Not that kind of acceptance. But accepting that life has a life of its own. Now let's get to know it. Instead of the life that we think we want or we've created. And so again, do I accept my emotions and moods? Oh, I'm in a bad mood. The other day, Randy and I were out and about, and I said, oh. And it was such a release and a relief to say this. I said, I am so irritated. I'm so irritable. And, you know, to say it out loud, oh, and of course I said it to a very safe person. But he said, I'm so glad you said that out loud, because guess what? He was taking it personally. He was taking it personally. And all it was a bit of irritation. So see how we get lost in the confusion? And do I condemn myself for getting depressed? Just be depressed. Because we're all depressed. Okay? We come in, we come out. We come in, we come out. If we're depressed and we can't get out of it, then we need help to get out of it. And so, am I critical of myself for being impatient? No, we just want to know impatience, intolerance. We want to know that. And so, I don't know. I'm not even halfway through this lesson, so we'll pick it up next week. And I've had plenty of time to say what I needed to say, so I'll stop with that. And we'll open it up to you. Thank you.